shame, guilt, and the body. The lived body emotions in which we are rejected, separated from the others, and thrown back on ourselves. Written by Jim Colahuta. Read for you by Chloe Jacobson. Chapter 1. The Gaze of the Other. When I observe another person, I see her primarily in her glance, directed like a ray toward the objects. I view her as a focal point of a stare. Now, if this wandering gaze locks onto me, I'm instantly trapped in a force field, a suction that pulls me in, or a stream that floods me. I'm ripped from the center of my lived body and transformed into an item within another realm. My universe is decentralized as a result of the other's observation. This is why, whenever two people meet their gazes, the subtle battle of gazes for impact, power, and rank ensues. Above all, my face is open to the eyes of others, bare and vulnerable. It's like fighting a flood to keep your eyes from falling on him. The face blushes in embarrassment as the result of the dulge. Primordial, pre-reflective bodiliness is unaware of its own existence. It is directed outward from a secret center. The lived body has no access to the undying source of its orientations, impulses, and intentions. It lives itself. It stays blind to itself as a result. Even my physical body is only partially visible to me. My face remains concealed, always behind my sight. The other's sight seizes my lived body, grasps it, and transforms it into a seen human body through this blind spot. Because I am unnoticeable to my own glance, the other's vision catches me and turns my hidden center inside out. At the same time, it causes me to shrink to the size of my human body by inverting the directions of my bodiliness turned toward the world. The sensation of me here now appears out of nowhere. The lived body has fundamentally transformed once it has been seized by the other's gaze. It now bears the stamp of the other. It has become body for others, i.e., object, thing. Naked body. The lived body.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?